the Isle of Safety Restoration Project. Now, this iconic structure stood at the center of downtown Hartford for a period spanning seven decades, from 1913 to 1976. To make a long story short, it was saved thanks to the Betty Knox Foundation, which had it moved to the Connecticut Trolley Museum in 1986. It was re-erected there and now stands at the entrance to the museum at the age of 106. It is in deplorable condition. But let me tell you what we're doing. Yes, we're working together on this, and it is going to be magnificent when we get it finished. And we will get it finished, and it's 106 years old right now. And I have with me a real, I'll tell you something, he is one that fights to the very end and has started this, has put together a whole group of us so that we can make the Connecticut Trolley Museum what it was one time a long time ago. Michael Spezialy, sitting right here beside me. Michael, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad, and good morning, everybody who's listening.
Boy, I'll tell you, you know, when I received the letter from you, and I saw that you had, at that time, $44,000, and we got to raise $175,000, but I saw the pictures, and you have asked some of us to join you so that we can build this again.
Well, to me, this is one of the great projects I've ever been involved with in my long career in the nonprofit historic preservation world. The Isle of Safety stood at the center of downtown Hartford, right by the Traveler's Tower, right by the old State House, near to the Wadsworth Athenaeum. It was one of the great iconic landmarks of downtown Hartford. And I know that we've got a lot of old-timers listening who recall fondly the Isle of Safety, because when they were younger, when they were kids and went shopping to Fox's and Sage Allen and so on and so forth, or when they went to work, they would get off the bus at the Isle of Safety. It was sort of like the Grand Central Station, the outdoor Grand Central Station of Hartford. So this structure was saved, again, thanks to the Betty Knox Foundation. You know, it came down because the area where it was, Brad, the Isle of Safety area, was all paved over. It was part of State Street. And then it got paved over. It wasn't needed anymore. And horror of horrors, it was going to get destroyed. So it did get transferred up to the Trolley Museum in East Windsor. It's the gate guard. It's the first thing you see when you come in. But I want to tell you about the Isle of Safety and just some of the interesting features, if I could here. First of all, the structure, as you said, is 106 years old. We have unearthed the original blueprints from the Hartford Public Works Department from 1913. So when we restore it, it's got to be done correctly. And I think the distinguishing feature, if people will remember, the terracotta tile roof. Well, this is a great story. The terracotta tile roof is all chipped and damaged, and we didn't know what we were going to do. Lo and behold, the company that made the tile back in 1913 is still in business making the same tiles in the same color.
Really?
So we're going to put those tiles back on the roof. So we've started our campaign. It's a $175,000 campaign. As of today, we've raised $51,000, so, you know, we're creeping up that thermometer there relative to that. And I just want to tell everybody who's listening, if you want to learn more about it and how you can support the campaign and how you can contribute, just go on your computer. You're all modern people. Go on that computer and Google Connecticut Trolley Museum. You'll find the website, and there's a whole section on the Trolley Museum website relative to the Isle of Safety's history and the campaign. The other thing we're going to do, we don't want to forget downtown Hartford. It was located in downtown Hartford for all that time. And we are going to put a fairly substantial outdoor exhibit in the courtyard of the old State House, an outdoor pictorial exhibit.
Really?
Because the aisle was just 30 feet from the courtyard of the old State House. The other thing we're going to do, we met with the owners of the old State House, State House Square, the great big office complex that's there, and they're going to let us outline the Isle of Safety, its exact location, where it was, and the pedestrian brick walkway that's there with another plaque. So it will be commemorated in Hartford as well. So we'll have the aisle up at the Trolley Museum, and we'll have the exhibit at the old State House and the outline at State House Square. But again, I want everybody who has an interest and says, boy, I remember the Isle of Safety. I went there as a kid. My grandmother took me shopping, or I went to work there, and that's where I changed for, got on my bus or whatever. Go Google Connecticut Trolley Museum, and again, get onto that website.
You know, I want to mention again, when I received your letter, and in fact, I've got it right in front of me. Right in front of me now, Michael, and when you asked me to be one of the folks that works on this and helps you out, and that's what I'm going to do, and I see that we have a good friend of mine, Dennis House, who is, of course, with Channel 3, and he's honorary campaign chairman for this this big fundraiser. One of the things, how long do you think it's going to be for us to get it right back? I mean, I know we're going to get it back because you've got a lot of the work already done, but we've got an awful lot to work on. And how many do you have lined up to work so far?
We have everybody lined up who's got to do the work. So what we need is we need to have the money. Now, if we have most of the money, or all the money, or hopefully most of the money shortly, we expect to start work by taking the terracotta tile roof off, the tiles off the roof. We think we can do that in June, and we expect to have this done by fall. Then we have a rededication. Now, anybody who contributes to the campaign, well, certainly we're going to have a big hoopla when we rededicate it when it's done. So we're looking at a fall completion date, should we raise the money, and I think we will. The other thing, and I'll do this right off the spur because I'm here and you're inspiring me. It's always a pleasure to be with you, Brad. I tell you what, if anybody is able to contribute $500 or more, we will get you one of the original tiles in the roof, sort of a memento, along with some photographs of it. So I think that's a neat souvenir. It's not quite like owning a piece of the ancient pyramid in Giza, Egypt, but it's almost as good. So, we're seeking contributions. Any gift in any amount would be appreciated. You'll be recognized. All the contributors are posted on our website, and we'll certainly have a big ceremony, you know, at the end and recognize everybody. But I'll make that pledge right now, $500 or more, and we get you a tile, one of the original tiles off the Isle of Safety. So I think that's cool.
Well, I think it's cool, too. And you know, again, the other day when I got your letter,
yep.
Okay, when I got your letter and I read it, I said, well, I said, this is going to be a big one. And I just think that it's something that I am delighted that I've been invited to be part of it. And I can just imagine, because Hartford is now definitely coming back.
Absolutely.
And you see it as I see it.
Yep.
And and to have something like this,
yep,
that was such a part of Hartford, I just think it's an inspiration for all of us.
Well, it is. Brad, you know, when I go around and I tell people what we're doing here relative to restoring this, I'm telling you, it brings tears to people's eyes. They have such great memories of downtown Hartford, you know, and the days gone by. And it was just so great. You like I said, you had all the stores, you had the restaurants, you had everything downtown, whether it was the Marble Pillar or Hannes Oyster House or Fox's or Sage Allen. You know, I think it was Corvette's there, and you had some other restaurants and stores.
Yep.
And you had a Woolworths, actually, at State House Square on State Street. And people just remember this. And I think that people are delighted when I tell them to realize that it's still around. You know, just because it's in East Windsor doesn't mean it's not around, but we need to get it restored. I'll just kind of end my part of the interview by saying the great part is it was built in 1913 to serve trolley car passengers who were waiting for their trolleys. And, you know, that's exactly what it's used for at the Trolley Museum. We have operating vintage trolleys. And when you go to get on the trolley, you literally wait under the aisle of safety. Again, deplorable condition, but you're there. But, boy, I can't wait till it's done. So you're there when you start your trolley ride, you finish your trolley ride. So,
and what we're going to do is we will keep you all informed, because I'm sure some of you will want to join us, but we'll keep you all informed as we work on this project. And the reason that I was so excited when I was asked by Michael to join is because Hartford is starting now to get there, and it's a whole new generation that will be able to not only see this but be part of it. And I think it's going to be a great addition to the city of Hartford. And we are certainly going to do as much as we can. Do you have a schedule? When do you think that we can? It's going to take a long time, but not that long when we get going. What do you think as far as?
Well, as I said, I think we have the money. We can start in June, and we'll finish by late fall. So it'll be up and running by the end of the year. It's just a question of the money. We're out there. I'm in negotiation with a lot of people, a lot of foundations and businesses, and just the general public. You know, so again, I encourage anybody who's listening, you know, do something to save this great icon from Hartford's past. Bring it back to life, and you can be part of history. And again, you know, I promise any gift is appreciated.
You know, again, and what this is going to do, the Isle of Safety returning with what's happening now in Hartford, it's going to be a great addition and still a part of the memories.
Yep, absolutely.
So I thank you for coming in here today, and I'm glad that you, I was honored that you asked me to help, and I am looking forward to being with you, and I know that people in this area will just enjoy what you're doing. And I think that you found those. I can't believe they're still in business. They're still in business.
The tile company, yep, still in business. In fact, they were founded in Rome, Italy, 400 years ago. They moved to Germany in the middle 1800s, to the United States in the late 1800s, and they're still in business. They're in New Lexington, Ohio, and they have this great big factory. You know, the soil out there, the soil conditions are such that it's the basic material for a terracotta tile. And they're renowned worldwide. But the original tiles, Brad, the original tiles, going to be back on.
Well, that's fabulous. Well, again, I thank you for coming by and joining us. And this is going to be still another addition to the capital city of Connecticut. And this is what it's going to be like when we get everything finished. It'll be absolutely magnificent. And these are the things that we have to do to get it back the way it was. And it's already in the progress. It's in the process, I should say, of being brought back, and we've got some great spots already. So I hope that you folks will join us. The development chair is Michael Speciale, and the Connecticut Trolley Museum will be back and part of what we all enjoy. So thank you again, Michael, and we'll be in touch. And this is going to be a project that we'll all love to be part of. And I know the people that will be with us when we finish it will be the same way. So thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you, everybody who's listening.